Today on Trade Secrets, I'm joined by someone with one of the most interesting career journeys I've ever encountered myself. Claire-Anne Irwin started out as a teacher before moving into a completely different world, funeral directing and embalming. It is a role filled with compassion, organisation and a lot of behind the scenes work that most of us never see. And she's here to lift the curtain on what the job actually is like, to share the lessons she's learned along the way and to give us a few trade secrets from profession that people rarely get to hear about. So Claire-Anne, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat. Your career path is fascinating, from teaching to funeral directing. What made you take that leap, and also what surprised you the most about the change?
I think growing up in a family business, you've been exposed to it kind of your whole life. So I think at the back of my head, it was always something that I thought I'd get into at some stage in my life. But I think I always thought, I'm too young, I'll wait till I'm older. I was a primary school teacher and really, really enjoyed it. I taught for 3 years, but it was when I moved home for COVID that I was back living at home. I was teaching online and I kind of got into the business, started to help out my dad a bit. And I was kind of just thrown in from the deep end because it was in the middle of COVID. But instantly I knew that, I kind of learned very early on that there was never going to be a good time to get into it, and to get into it sooner rather than later. My dad had always said that if I was going to get into the business, that I was going to do it the right way. And what he meant by that is to become an embalmer as well. A lot of funeral directors, they outsource their embalming. So there's kind of two professions we're talking about here, Valerie. There's being a funeral director and then there's being an embalmer. But that year I did enroll with the Irish College of Funeral Directing and Embalming, and I started my embalming course while teaching full time. But the more in depth I got into that course, the more I think, unfortunately, my heart fell out of the teaching. So it was at the end of that year then that I left the teaching, and I've been 6 years now with the family business, our funeral home in Galway City, ever since.
It's such an interesting career for many reasons, but also it's one that everybody comes across a funeral director and an embalmer at some stage in their life, you know, because it's obviously everybody has that shared experience of losing someone that they love and things like that. It's such a personal job, I imagine, like dealing with people all the time that are in grief. Is there a lot of communication skills that are also needed as part of this? Is that also like kind of key?
Big time. And you know, even from teaching, people will be like, oh, it's such a different career, but like there is a lot of qualities that a teacher has that a funeral director has to have as well. Some of them being like, you have to be very kind, you have to be very patient, you have to be very compassionate, you have to be very hardworking. But me and dad often talk about that, like, education wise and getting into the funeral business, it is improving big time. And now there's a level 5 FITEC course that the Irish Association of Funeral Directors run. But funeral directors, it's more about the qualities you have and the qualities you possess than the qualifications you have, because it's one of them careers, like a lot of the trade careers, like you can't learn from a textbook. And like if you were to sit an exam and write a big essay and get 100% in it, if you don't have the people skills, if you don't have the common sense, if you don't have the care and compassion, you're not going to survive in the industry. So it is a lot more about qualities that an individual has than the qualifications or the degrees that they have. But education within the industry is, it's going to be a big thing coming forward, because especially with embalming, like in America, it's a 4-year mortuary science degree, where that's kind of coming into Ireland more now. Like my course was 2 years, but there's been more and more qualified embalmers qualifying each year, which inevitably then brings up the standard within the industry around Ireland.
Would you say jobs like this, funeral directing and embalming, it's more of a vocation than anything else?
Yeah, big time. And when people ask me what I miss about teaching, I miss the regularity of teaching. I miss having a Monday to Friday. I miss being able to plan. I miss knowing my hours, because unfortunately, death, there's no planning in death. You could get a call at any time in the day. There's sudden deaths. You need to love it. You need to wake up in the morning and be like, yeah, I don't mind doing a 15-hour day now. You need to want to help the families. You need to want to be in work. But the majority of funeral directors are, and they'll tell you themselves, like, you could be given out about the job, but then the next day you come home after like a really nice funeral and a really grateful family, or you could have transformed someone's loved one, and straight away all the negative thoughts about working 20 days in a row and not having a day off and being on the verge of burnout, that just goes out the window, because it is a really, really rewarding job and very fulfilling at the same time. And you wouldn't think it, because you're dealing with death all the time and you're dealing with sadness and grief and families who are going through heartbreak, but there is a lot of good moments in the business as well. And as I said, it is very, very rewarding being able to guide a family through the hardest days of their life, because as you said, every family will be confronted with death, unfortunately, but until you are confronted with it, no one prepares you on how to deal with it or how to get your ducks in a row or what's going to happen once you make that phone call to the funeral director.
And they can guide you through all of that process. And I have to say, like, even from knowing you on a personal level, spoiler, if you're listening this evening, Claire-Anne and I actually do know each other outside of this interview. And even when I first met you, I thought, this girl is so suited to this job where you have to be so personable and be so warm and kind to people, because you really are that anyway. And it makes total sense if you've gone into a vocation like this. But are there misconceptions about your job, do you think, that people kind of have about the funeral business that I suppose you debunked very, very quickly from being in the business yourself now?
I think so. I think the whole industry has changed an awful lot as a whole, Valerie. Like 20 years ago, we're seeing like bigger chains of funeral homes now and like proper businesses. And even like I would look at my dad would never look at himself as like a CEO or like a managing director. He's just kind of like, I'm Joe Irwin, I run my little funeral home and I'm happy out. But I think the industry has become so much more professional and regulations have come into place. But I think before, like the whole industry has changed. You know, 30 years ago, a funeral director was really a taxi driver. They had the hearse, they provided the coffin, but a lot of the other stuff was done, and funerals were a lot more straightforward, where now people have choice, coffin choices, burial or cremation choices, all of that kind of stuff. But I think the stereotypical funeral director of being a 50-year-old, like grey-haired man, that's quite emotionless, that's quite, when the phone call rings, it's very much like, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're going to do. That's all changed. And I think it's a mix of, as I said, the standards of the industry increasing, but I think women getting into the business has been huge, because I think we do bring just that bit more. I think we think of loads of details, and like if me and my dad were sitting down making arrangements, I'd be straight in, what color nail polish did she wear? Does her hair need to be dyed? Is her hair styled the way it is now? Or did she have a fringe? All of that kind of stuff. And I think that's really adding to the business. And I think before, funeral directors would have kind of been seen as like, I don't know, I think they're nearly now like a pillar of the community. Not that they weren't before, but I think they're a lot more approachable now. And people see us, I think before people would have thought that we do our job, we shut off our emotions, you know, that we are kind of emotionless and heartless, but that's really not the reality. Like a lot of the funeral directors I know are some of the kindest people ever. And I think people might see us doing like a tragic funeral, but we have to do it. Like it is our job. Someone has to do it. But we do grieve and mourn in our own ways. Like a lot of the times once the family leaves after, or we've met arrangements, or we might get into the hearse after going to a sudden death and after having been with that family for the last 40 minutes, like we do cry and we do talk about everything, but you do have to be strong. And as I said, there's a lot of jobs out there that you just have to put on your brave face. You have to put on your game face. And, you know, once that funeral coat goes on, you're in work mode. And if you can't be strong for that family, you're no good to them.
Do you think that younger generations now coming up, generations like yourself, are more open to talking about death and funerals possibly than the older generations?
I think so. And I think it's because the funeral industry, maybe it's gotten that bit more approachable. Like even something just came to me there, like websites, you know, maybe 20 years ago, if your mother was sick, it's such a big deal you'd Google a funeral home and it would just be their number. And it's such a big deal and a brave move making that first phone call to a funeral director. But now you have websites, you have FAQ sections. You know, I feel the younger generation would explore their options a lot more. And I think even a website, going onto a website and seeing the funeral director's picture, maybe hearing them speak in a video, it does ease that, I suppose, the scariness of going into a funeral home. And I think the younger generation, not even the younger generation, like, you know, 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, pre-planning funerals, Valerie, has also become very, very popular. And I think because it's not seen as this taboo anymore, it's seen as a thing that we know it's going to happen to us all. And it's more empowerment now. Like, people want to have a say in how their funeral is going to be conducted and the choices that are going to be made within their funeral.
I've definitely noticed more of that myself as well. People kind of pre-planning what they'd like in advance, particularly if they are unwell, you know, kind of planning that in advance for to have everything ticked off so that when they do pass away, that the family know exactly what they would have wanted. It's been a very empowering move. I can imagine if there is somebody listening this evening who is possibly thinking about getting into the funeral business in some capacity. Obviously, it's not a job that you'd hear an awful lot about. I can understand people might feel a little bit lost as to where to even begin. Where would you recommend they take the first step and get into this business? Where is the first place they need to go?
I think the first thing, like, I have had a good few people reach out to me, maybe even in with the embalming side, you know, can you give me an insight of how you got into the course, what the course entails, what does when you qualify entail? And like, I'd be sending the back 15-minute voice notes. It's very important that you talk to someone that works within the industry, because they'll give you a very realistic insight into what our day-to-day life is. The Irish Association of Funeral Directors, that's our organisation here in Ireland. They're amazing. They've loads of resources. I suppose a tricky thing about the funeral industry is, like, we've had a couple of people inquire maybe for work experience, but it's just such a sensitive, it's such a sensitive time in your family's lives. And I think funeral directors are reluctant to take in strangers, basically, that, like, if a family entrusts them to look after their loved one, they think that Claire Ann Irwin's going to be looking after them. They don't think this 18-year-old boy that they've never seen before. But we've had a few meetings with people, like, if someone would be interested in the business, they might come in for a quick chat. I'd give them all the information. But I think your local funeral directors would be your best shout. Try and arrange a call with them. They'll give you some information. Some of the bigger firms, as I said, the whole industry is changing. I think before, a lot of funeral homes were very much family run. So funeral homes didn't want outsiders coming into the business, but that's all changed. As I said, like, the likes of Dublin and Cork, there's chains of funeral homes now. It will be coming to Galway. It will be coming to different cities. So that's where funeral directors will need these outsiders. You know, family sizes are a lot smaller. And also some funeral homes, they don't have the next generation to take over. So to get back to your question, I would reach out to your local funeral director, express your interest, see if you can meet them for a chat or a phone call. They'll give you a very realistic insight into what the business entails. If you are serious about it, there is a course, it's a FITEC Level 5 with the Irish Association of Funeral Directors. I would encourage, if someone is really interested in getting into the industry, to do that, because that's kind of a qualification under your belt that really portrays to funeral directors that you might be approaching that you are very serious about it. You've gotten your bit of experience. You know what the industry entails. You're not going to waste their time. And doing a course like that will very show you early on if you've the right personality for it or not. And another thing is with the embalming, similar enough, I'd reach out to, I did my course with David McGowan up in Sligo, with the Irish College of Funeral Directing and Embalming. I'd reach out to him, express your interest. He will give you more information. He might put you in contact with the funeral director he knows in your area. You might get exposure to an embalming or two, and you'll know quite quickly whether or not it's for you or not.
Do you think it's a career that is going to become more popular? I know it's nearly, I wouldn't like to call it a taboo profession, but like, it's a profession that if you landed on someone that you were a funeral director, I imagine because it's so different to so many other jobs, it can be taken as like, oh gosh, I don't think I've ever met anyone bar my own local funeral director. Do you know what I mean? Do you think there is more people that are going to start taking this up as a job now?
I think so. And I think it's to do as well, Valerie, with the population. Like, the population has increased so much. Like, you look at a little town, let's say like Oranmore in Galway, that like a small funeral director might have run by himself, basically. And in 15 years, like, it's going to be like its own town. Like, there's room for other funeral homes to open up in areas. And with that brings everyone's kind of unique twist on the business. So I think before, you kind of had to fit into the category of a funeral director. Like I said, kind of a 50-year-old middle-aged man inheriting from your dad, kind of doing like just the hearse driving and, you know, arranging with the family, where there's so much more to it. Like, there's different roles within the industry. As I said, like, embalming wasn't even a thing really 30 years ago. We're now within a funeral home. Some people mightn't have the social skills to be a funeral director, where they're a fantastic embalmer. So they specialise just in embalming. Even busier funeral homes, you know, in Dublin, you might have someone that's worked with the HSE for 20 years as like a receptionist or a secretary. And there's a position in a funeral home now in Galway just to do all the admin, to do all the debt notices, to do all the RIPs, to work with all the councils. So I do think a lot of people that you wouldn't have looked at as being your stereotypical funeral director will get into the industry with the different kind of branches that are now required for a funeral home to run successfully.
There's so much that goes on behind the scenes that I think people didn't realise, even myself included. So, Claire-Anne, thanks so much for coming on iRadio's group chat and trade secrets and telling us about your job. You are amazing at what you do. Anyone would be lucky to meet you at any parts of life, and I'm sure in families find great comfort in how kind you are at some of the toughest times. So thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Valerie. It was a pleasure as always. Thanks so much.